few federal employees and military officers got caught when the Big Ashley Madison data breach came out last year. Bet they wish that data had been encrypted. Ditto for the IRS and the Office of Personnel Management, both of which lost control of billions of people's data. Encryption is getting a new look by many chief information security officers now. Joining me with an industry update, Leo Goodhart, chairman of Security First Corporation. Mr. Goodhart, great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Let's talk about encryption, because what I've been finding, is that a lot of agencies don't really have a good architectural approach to encryption, and therefore the products maybe don't get deployed the right way. Is that what you see across the industry?
Well, I think what you said initially was very accurate. Enormous databases are just not encrypted, and it's almost hard for me to believe that things like the Office of Personnel Management or the IRS have these enormous amounts of information, and they sit there unencrypted. The typical approach, I think, is to secure the network. And the idea seems to be that if you secure the network, you're in good shape and you don't have to worry about encrypting the data. So the answer to your first question is yes. We see an enormous amount of unencrypted data out there, and we think it's a huge, huge vulnerability.
There's an irony here, because encryption products have been around for decades and decades.
That's right.
So what's the disconnect?
Well, I've been in the encryption business for many years. Encryption is not new. I think the problem with encryption is that up to now, it's been very difficult, or reasonably difficult, let me say, to implement. It slows down processing. You need to be sophisticated about how you apply it. So encryption is more difficult in general, I think, than just protecting the network. So information officers protect the network, and they do what's easiest. And as long as it works, it's not a problem. But we're seeing that it doesn't work. We're seeing that the network protection is being penetrated all the time now. It's no longer an issue for the hackers. So once they penetrate the network, they have large, vast amounts of unencrypted data, and it's very easy pickings. So the world has to change to focus more on encrypting the data than encrypting the network. And I think that's the main hurdle that has to be gotten over.
But when you make that decision, that leads to many decisions, such as, do you encrypt at the cell level, the file level, the row level? There's a lot of ways to set it all up, and maybe that's where the difficulty comes in.
Well, that may be true for the existing schemes of encryption. Our company has an entirely new approach, which is generally known as cryptographic bit splitting. And we've been working with IBM now for several years, where they will be offering it to their client base, as well as other companies like Unisys and some others. We take data and we split the bits at the bit level, and then we disperse them among many computers, potentially in different locations. So what you have is nothing at any particular point in the system. Somebody hacks it, all they get is unintelligible bits. And with new processing power, with new approaches to computing, we've been able to come up with systems that are very easy to install, very easy to operate, require little processing power that slows anybody down, aren't expensive, and is quite a new approach and an easy approach to the general problem of encryption.
This is an all-software approach?
It's all software. But I guess the point I wanted to make, Tom, is that I think of it as you've got a castle with a moat around it, and inside the castle are the crown jewels. And the crown jewels are sitting there on a table. The moat gets higher and higher and higher because people have been able to penetrate the moat and get into the castle. So the moat is the problem. Once you can penetrate the moat, you're in the castle, you pick up the jewels and leave. Those jewels need to be protected. Those jewels are the data, and the data can be protected today in an economical way. And that's what our approach and our contribution to this whole system is.
Leo Goodhart is chairman of First Security Corporation. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.